heaven.
Anything you want, toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you'll find there. They're completely free. You can actually control the content of the site too. Just find something online that you think's interesting, you'd like to share with our listeners and the hosts of the show. You can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. So maybe it's an article like the one we're sharing with you tonight and getting into actually a lot of detail and discussion on this 10 movements to secede from the United States. Maybe it's something that you see online and you just think, oh, gosh, it sure would be cool if they talk about that on the air, or I'd like the other listeners to see this. You just go and submit it as show prep. And it doesn't have to be an article. It can be a YouTube video. It can be a blog post. It can be whatever you want, whatever URL you have that you want to share. And then it'll be voted upon, and the most voted up can make it to the front of the and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. We have been discussing the 10 movements to secede from the U.S., and this is a piece that appears over at io9.com. That's I-O and the number 9.com. They've gone through a number of current and historical secession movements. I thought when I first got into this, because just glancing down the list, I saw a number of names of things that I recognize, like the Second Vermont Republic. They are active. The Alaskan Independence Party, as well as the Republic of Lakota. So I thought this was going to be all current. But no, actually, probably it's about half historical and about half current, or somewhere in between, like some that might have started many years ago and then pretty much petered out into next to nothing, but still kind of exist in the form of a website, to others that are definitely historical and certainly haven't been around for decades, if not over 100 years. So it's even more, I think, important that people that are interested in secession get the idea out there in whatever way possible. So not just on person-to-person conversations, but for form a secessionist party in your state or whatever, if you've got a group of folks that is of like mind. But better than that, if you love liberty, make the move to New Hampshire, join the Free State Project, and get together with other people that support similar ideas, and then let's see what kind of interesting things we can create. I know there's discussion right now within the Shire community here in New Hampshire about creating some sort of a political party that can essentially advocate for the idea of secession. So I think it's really important to get the message out in whatever way possible. So we're sharing with you these items from the 10 movements to secede from the U.S., and the next one is kind of still in existence. It's certainly more recent than a lot of the more historical ones here. This is the Christian Exodus Project, founded in 2003. The Christian Exodus Movement, and they do still have a website, it is christianexodus.org, called for a mass migration of Christians to South Carolina, with the intention of creating a self-governing Christian sovereignty within the state. And what they wanted to do was actually secede South Carolina from the Union and essentially create, you know, their own theocracy. Basically, they could get as many Christians together as possible so they could tell you how to live your
similar
sex life.
To what, like Israel, basically? Like, instead of the Jewish state, it's the Christian state, or sort of like
That's
the Vatican
like.
In America, basically?
Yeah,
that was my understanding of it.
Now, this Christian Exodus basically took the Free State Project's website at the time,
word for word,
copied it in some way, and then put it up as theirs and changed, changed the stuff to say Christian Exodus.
Yeah, they did a find and replace, find Free State Project, replace with Christian Exodus.
Right, that is basically what happened. And you know, the fact that it's on this list just seems laughable to me. I'm sorry, I don't know how many people are involved in the Christian Exodus, but I can't imagine that it's more than a dozen.
Well, there's an update on Christian Exodus here that IO9 gives, because they talk about how it was originally founded in 2003. The original plan was for members of the movement to flood the offices of local government, passing and enforcing biblically rooted laws in defiance of Supreme Court rulings. Corey Burnell, the group's founder, told the LA Times in 2005, quote, "If necessary, we will secede from the Union," unquote. Burnell believed at the time that South Carolina would be an optimal state.
Then they're not a secessionist movement. He says, if necessary, then they're as secessionist as the Free State Project. who is infinitely more successful than
them.
Well,
the Free State Project is more successful, but it is not openly a
Neither are they. Movement. He said, if necessary.
I know that Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project, has written papers on secession.
He's written a book that you can get called Secessionism, and you just look up Jason Sorens' Secessionism, and I'm sure you'll find it.
So I say, it's upsetting to me that New Hampshire and the Free State Project are not on this list of the 10 movements to secede from the U.S., But all that said...
There it is. It's at... you can get it at Amazon. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com, and it's available for you. It says it's a... it's $76. It is...
It's an academic
book. It's an academic book, and, you know, I've read a good portion of it. I haven't read it all the way through.
If necessary, he says, we will secede from the Union. Brunell believed at the time that South Carolina would be an optimal state from which to launch a secession from the U.S., Since then, however, the group has stepped back from its mission for political secession in the face of potential government opposition, stating on its website, quote, "We have learned, however, that the chains of our slavery and dependence upon godless government have more of a hold on us than can be broken by simply moving to another state," unquote. Instead, the Christian Exodus movement now places its emphasis on personal secession from the American culture, much like other groups that opt out of the mainstream culture, quote, with the ultimate goal of forming an independent Christian nation that will survive after the decline and fall of the financially and morally bankrupt American empire.
So what do you think they found from South Carolina and the advocation to secede there?
I think they found that no one was moving to their Christian Exodus project.
I see.
Which was it, North Carolina that passed this anti-gay legislation? Recently?
That was North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah. It was fanning, like, all gay marriages, right, or something like that.
Something like that.
I think that the Free State Project has as much of a claim on a secessionist movement as the Christian Exodus program.
Well, both of the founders are advocates of secession, so there is that.
And remember, this is just one author that wrote one piece. It's not like it means anything.
Officially, though, on the Free State Project site, it does not endorse that.
Absolutely. I understand. And I don't endorse secession outright either. I think that what you need is you need a pathway to independence. And whatever that I frankly don't think that any state's going to be able to secede because the United States government is going to spend itself into insolvency and collapse before you have anything like that, and then the states will be free them without any choice. But that's what I see in the future. Not that I know anything more than anybody else. But I think that you need to nullify bad laws. I think that at the state level that they need to nullify bad laws. And if they do enough of that, then at some point some people may come to the conclusion that secession's the best choice.
I think it also depends on the federal government, too. I think a lot of people feel that the federal government is overbearing and out of control.
Sure.
And they feel that they have more control at the state level and with their, of course, with their local representatives. And I think if more people can just make that connection between the two, that the idea of secession won't be so scary or intimidating or mystical. It'll be a lot more of an easy understanding that, well, I just want what's best for me and mine, and so that would mean less federal government in my life to the point of no federal government, I think. And hopefully more people find that path sooner and travel it faster.
Absolutely, and I think that the first place to secede will definitely set the pace for everybody else who's been maybe apprehensive about secession, but has been frightened of what the federal government
The closest thing we've seen up to this point is the Lakota Nation, where they had a vote, and Russell Means and his posse lost by a small margin. It was like 48 to 52%.
That was a vote for the chief of some tribe.
Right, whatever. But if he was the chief of the tribe, and then he handed the secession papers to the federal
They still would have ignored it.
They would have, but then he would have been a lot more legitimate, right?
I don't understand why him being elected to that tribe is more legitimate than him just being the leader of the movement of the Republic of Lakota. And it's all just titles.
I understand.
It's all just titles bestowed on men by other men.
I gotcha. I get it. But the thing you're reading here about the Second Vermont Republic, you're talking about dozens of people. When you're talking about the Alaskan secession movement, where they have 15,000 registered voters out of a population of 700,000.
I think what gives me heart, I guess, is that you've seen a lot of states pass legislation decrying some of the federal legislation. So basically, states that don't want to be a part of Obamacare.
Sure.
States that have their own immigration policy.
Yep.
And, of course, North Carolina with their anti-gay legislation. And I think that as more and more states, you know, sort of set themselves apart and take a stand, we're going to see more of this same.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts on the Christian Exodus movement backing away from moving all to one state. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear, like bug and metal detectors, and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring us anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo and or video showing that they're listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Once again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. To get yourself 18,000 radio stations around the world, Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 tunes, well, all you have to do is visit ccrane.com, C-C-R-A-N-E.com, and check out the C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. This thing will work anywhere. It can get a Wi-Fi signal, so pretty much anywhere in your house, and you'll be able to listen to whatever your favorite Internet streams are. Maybe it's a radio station you used to love back where you came from, or maybe it's LRN.FM or Free Talk Live's live streams. They're all available there. 18,000 of them. So go to ccrane.com to learn more about the product and the company as well. Ccrane, well known for its quality products.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's ccrane.com. And also mention Free Talk Live when you check out and get yourself a free flashlight. Now, that's an LED flashlight. Is that right?
Yeah, it's not going to use very much battery, so it's going to be ready when you need it. Also, of course, mention Free Talk Live whenever you buy anything over there at ccrane.com, whether it's the CC Wi-Fi radio. But, you know, what you said about Ccrane Company really being, the hallmark of, best-made products in electronics is really true. Anything that they make is some of the best-made stuff you're going to be able to buy.
So 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number here tonight. Your thoughts are certainly welcome on the topic of secession and the 10 movements that we're looking at here in greater or lesser detail, depending on whether or not they're still current. We're kind of just, I think, brushing over the more historic ones and looking deeper into the ones that are active of different movements of folks that are interested in leaving the United States. They have no interest, or in some cases, like the Lakota Nation, they don't believe they were ever part of the United States in the first place. It's interesting to look and to see what's out there, because there's a pretty healthy group of secession movements in the U.S., and there are some that I think are even left out of this discussion, like, for instance, the folks in Hawaii. There's nothing in here about them, but there's, as I understand it, a movement to return Hawaii to a kingdom.
Yes.
Yeah.
They aren't mentioned?
Not that I am aware of in this piece. I have not seen them. So it's certainly not an exhaustive piece, nor a comprehensive, but it is interesting because it highlights some things we've talked about in the past, like the Christian Exodus Group, which is essentially a group that lifted the text from the Free State Project site, and I don't care, I don't believe in intellectual property, go ahead, copy all the text. Obviously, it made it easy for them to launch their own website. They did a find and replace, put Christian Exodus in, and changed it to be a more pro-secessionist kind of a site, but otherwise, a lot of the text was originally the same. And to give credit to the Christian Exodus guys, they are still maintaining their website. Mm-hmm. A lot of these sites kind of come and go, or like the Conquer Public, just sort of sit inanimate without any real updates. The Christian Exodus guys are posting fresh items as of the last week.
They're like some really great stuff about family values and how women should submit to men.
That's not really great. I think you're being sarcastic there. These guys are scary. I mean, the Christian Exodus dudes are definitely people I wouldn't want to associate with. They certainly are pro-secession, so I'm with them that far. But
I wonder how many of these people that talk about women submitting to men
have
are
a wife or a girlfriend.
It really makes me wonder. Really?
It depends on if you really want that kind of relationship. I mean, it's kind of strange to have a relationship where you go into it knowing that you're not equals, that one of them is submitting to the other, and it's just some unequal terrain.
It's strange to us, but on the other hand, there are people who are looking for that. I imagine there are men who look for it, and the fact that they hire dominatrixes to make them submit. And certainly there are likely women. I mean, if there's a strong desire for submission in some males, there's probably a strong desire for submission in some women. Like, we don't understand it, because that's just not the personality types we
are. For some people, it's sexual. Some people, they want it for the rest of their lives,
For some people, they want to feel protected or whatever, and maybe they feel like they have to submit to somebody's dominance in order to feel that way.
I don't get
it. I'm speculating, because again, I don't feel that. I don't experience those desires, and maybe you can tell us. Maybe you're somebody that likes to be submissive
all the time. Because I think in some relationships, people do it like in the bedroom or whatever, and maybe kind of change roles, and they have different, you know, directions they go there. But to have it be, you know, that you're submissive 100% of the time,
yeah, I guess it's
weird.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, indeed. You know, if it's consensual, okay, none
right.
of my business.
Precisely.
So like I said, you know, I'm with this Christian and Exodus guys as far as the secession thing, but beyond that, I'm not interested whatsoever in assisting them in, you know, their Christian theology or theocracy or whatever it is that they want to promote. And actually, it looks like it's not really going very well for them. The last time they did a newsletter, at least, even though their blog site's been updated within the last week, their newsletter has not been updated in approximately 2 years, year and a half. And
why would you need a newsletter if you got a blog that people are going to?
Good point. Well, they still have them on the front page of their site, so it makes it look kind of dated.
Yeah.
When they do that, and they've changed the perspective of the Christian Exodus Project from move and join us in South Carolina to just go ahead and declare your personal secession and be more Christian or something like that. That's been basically what they've been reduced to. More from the 10 movements to secede from the United States. Again, some of these current, some not so much. This one, Northwest Angle. This is a new one for me. I never heard of this before.
Neither.
Minnesota's Northwest Angle, population 119. It's a bit unusual in that some of its residents once threatened secession largely due to its geography. Thanks to a mistake made during negotiations of the 1783 Treaty of Paris, the area is the only region outside of Alaska to sit north of the 49th parallel, where it borders both Manitoba and Ontario.
Do you know about this place, JJ? I mean, Minnesota, Wisconsin, they're all the same to us down here.
Yeah, honestly, no. I mean, I've not heard of any of these things from that area. I guess I just don't pay attention.
In order to reach the rest of Minnesota by car, Northwest Anglers have to pass through Canada.
I've heard of this.
In
yeah.
1998, Canada had imposed burdensome rules on border crossings, and Ontario forbade U.S. fishermen from keeping any game fish caught in Ontario waters unless they were staying at a Canadian lodge. Frustrated by the lack of support from the United States federal government, the Northwest Angle threatened to secede from the U.S. and join Manitoba.
They're not even, oh my God, they're separated by water.
That's what I'm telling you.
Oh my God.
It's essentially another Alaska, but a much closer sort of Alaska and much smaller with a population of 119.
I would just stop paying anybody there.
So
they've got nothing, no claim. No claim.
Wait, who has no claim?
The United States government has no claim on these people.
Tell them, Mark.
I mean, good Lord, they're separated by water. There is no United States touching them.
U.S. Representative Colin Peterson introduced a bill to amend the U.S. Constitution to allow the secession to go forward. Under U.S. law, they claim it's illegal to secede from the U.S. The stunt worked, and the Northwest Angle received more favorable fishing rights. And today, they simply report their border crossings by video phone at an unmanned booth. Interesting.
Wow.
Never heard of that thing before, the Northwest Angle. I didn't even know it existed. 119 people there, and they wanted nothing to do with the federal government. Now, I wonder if there's still a movement to secede the Northwest Angle.
But going back to the Northwest Angle, you'd have to do more than a video phone, wouldn't you? I mean, there's got to be roads. I mean, you're heading back.
I don't know, Mark. 855-453, and being that there's 119 population there, odds are good. Not any of them are listening right now. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on the site. They're all completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And here with you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Oh, and by the way, you can head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the stuff like the bulletin board system. Get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. So it's free, like all the rest of the features on the site. Enjoy. We've been discussing secession and the 10 movements as identified by io9.com, that's io, the number 9.com, 10 movements to secede from the United States, and many of them have been current secession movements. Some of them have been within the last decade or two and have sort of petered out since they first started, like the Christian Exodus Project, the Northwest Angle, which apparently is the northernmost portion of Minnesota that is actually disconnected from Minnesota by Manitoba,
by Canada.
It's crazy.
And there's water. You can cross water to get from one to the next, but if you go by land, you've got to go through some of Canada to get to the rest of Minnesota. Those folks tried to secede back in the late 1990s after Canada had imposed some burdensome rules on border crossings. They were unsuccessful at their secession attempt. But they are.
Well, actually, they were successful in that they had some Congress critter, basically threaten, give them legal right to secede. But then they got whatever concessions they wanted, and they decided not to.
Canada, right? It says here that the stunt worked, and their northwest angle received more favorable fishing rights from the Canadian government. And today, they simply report their border crossings by video phone and an unmanned booth. So there's a little bit of information about the northwest angle and how much they're still doing. It's not clear to me, but if you know more, you're certainly welcome to let us know at 855-450-FREE. Given that the population of the northwest angle, actually according to Wikipedia, is currently 152, or excuse me, that was a decade ago, so we don't know what the 2010 census population numbers were, but as of a decade ago, 150 people. I don't know if any of those are capable webmasters who have created any sort of a web presence.
It says, as of 2000, it was 152. There were 118 living on the mainland and 34 persons on the islands of the Lake of the Woods. All the populated islands are north of the 49th parallel.
Sounds like that might be a good place to go to try to get away from it all.
Yeah. It certainly does.
So 855-450-FREE, you're welcome to share your thoughts here. And, of course, there's one more on this list of the 10 movements to secede. And since, this is in some ways a list that hosts historic movements, who could leave out the big one, Confederate States of America, the movement that immediately comes to mind when most people think of American secession. The secession of the 11 states of the Confederacy from the United States of America triggered the start of the Civil War. Events that occurred during that war also led to Texas versus White case, in which the Supreme Court officially held that a state cannot unilaterally secede from the United States. But the Confederacy wasn't the only potential secessionist movement at the time. Several sources report that Southern Confederates tried to drum up an insurrection in some of the northern states in the hopes that a Northwestern Confederacy made up of Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, and Iowa would also join in the secession movement. And the Confederacy was not immune to secession attempts itself. In some regions, such as Alabama's so-called Republic of Winston, opposition to the Confederacy was so profound that legends cropped up that the regions themselves seceded into their own tiny nations. More poignantly, 26 counties in eastern Tennessee petitioned the Tennessee State Legislature to approve their bid for secession. Nashville rejected their petition, and Confederate troops were sent to the area to prevent a secession. So the Confederates were trying to prevent secession from within the Confederacy.
Yeah.
What irony.
Eastern Tennessee, with the Volunteers, as they were known.
Yeah, if you're going to be a secessionist movement, you should probably be principled enough to support the ideas within your own secessionist movement.
That wasn't what this was about at all, you know? This was about creating another nation, as far as they are. They weren't looking at this from a principled standpoint.
Clearly.
Yeah.
No. But I'm just saying, if you're going to be a secessionist, I would hope that you would today support secession on down the line.
I support anybody's right to secession. I wonder what personal secession looks like, though. If I decide to secede my property from the town I live in or the county in which we live or the state or the country or whatever, and I think I should be able to do that, do I have to stay on the property then? Am I not allowed to get out and drive on the road?
You would at that point be a diplomat to the United States.
I'm sure that they give me all kinds of really great benefits after I had taken the taxes from them that they felt were theirs.
If you take it,
they might post an armed guard to my driveway.
In that you're no
leave.
Longer paying the federal income tax, if that's something you were to do. So, I guess that's a good question. What would personal secession look like? I think it can look like different things. I mean, I think that you can secede mentally. You can secede your mind from the idea of the state. You can reject the idea of the state. You can embrace the idea of personal sovereignty and living as free as possible. And then the only question at that point is how much do you apply?
Well, I think to answer your question, maybe in a funny way or maybe not, or a sad way, is that I think personal secession would look like a person in a jail cell, because in order to fully secede from the federal government and the state government as an individual, that would entail some risk-taking on the part of driving your vehicle or owning a property or in interacting with any of the bureaucrats that think that they're special and have extra rights. So I think most people who would personally secede, if they aren't in the forest somewhere living some off-the-grid existence, they'll probably end up in a jail cell eventually.
There's some conflict that's going to come their way, for sure. And really, that's the ultimate question, is you at some point, what are you willing to put up? I mean, are you willing to do something to actually make your personal secession public? Because essentially, the more public you become, like you're saying, you know, get rid of your license plate, take your own, you know, personal license plate and put it on there, and, you know, repudiate whatever taxes that you have previously been filing, and, you know, whatever other steps you would go through to declare yourself a publicly seceded individual, the more that you do on that aspect, the more likely the trouble is going to come your way, because these people don't respect your secession. They don't respect your individual sovereignty. They don't respect your right to be your own person and make your own choices for yourself. They believe they own you, and they're going to attempt to prove that they own you by doing what you're suggesting, JJ, and putting people in jail cells. But if enough people come together who have this mindset and who are willing to do something and who are willing to take a risk, they don't have enough jail cells to lock them all up. It will be curtains for the idea of the current state as we know it. But that requires courage and requires numbers. And I'm hoping that someday we'll be there. I don't think we're there yet. But at some point, hopefully we'll have enough people who love liberty move to New Hampshire and join as the Free State Project, and we can all hopefully free ourselves from this oppressive control of the federal government. Bill is on the line listening in Jackson, Mississippi. Actually, right now, something screwed with our internet connection here, so I'm going to have to ask for the board operator. Normally, we have this neat little remote control internet system that allows us to control the phone lines from our studio.
We can pick them up and drop them as we wish.
Right, we can pick up the calls that are actually being screened in Minnesota right now. And so I noticed that there was somebody on hold. If we do have Bill with us, I'd like our local operator in Minnesota to bring him on the line, because we have no way of controlling our phone system at the moment. Do we have Bill there? Of course, it also means the operator may not be paying attention to a word we say.
Sure. I mean, you know, normally we're taking care of that job, so why would they pay attention?
Bill, stand by. We will attempt to remedy the internet disconnection situation here.
Series of tubes.
Yeah, in moments. Normally, you know, 99% of the time it works pretty effectively. So your thoughts are certainly welcome, secession. I think that we've literally exhausted the entire show on this one topic. We do have other things to talk about, including some cop blockers that have been targeted by a police department. JJ, you'll be able to share that story with us, especially if the phone system continues to be broken. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and there's still enough time for you and your thoughts if we can get you on the lines here, and I think that we'll be able to in the remaining moments, which are next. At 855-450-FREE, you take control. This is Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign into the rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, excuse me. Hey.
Who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video or audio of the wildness.
No, I have work today. This is
you ain't going to make
it. Wait a minute. Now.
Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no. Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health. But to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call if you are on hold right now. And out of nowhere, the lines are loaded with calls. So if you don't get in tonight, don't worry. We do this thing 7 nights a week. You can always call right in at the beginning of the next show and bring up whatever's on your mind, because you can take control of the airwaves. Here tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. So we've been talking about secession and secessionist movements all night long. That doesn't have to be the topic of your call, but certainly there are people that want to talk about it. So let's go to the phones, and I believe we have control back, thanks to backup internet connections. Or, no, we don't. No, I don't have control at all. I can see every single one of those callers on hold there, and our board operator will take care of it. So please, give me Bill in Jackson, Mississippi, listening to WPBQ. Hey, Bill.
Hi. Am I coming through?
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Great. One little point that you were mentioning several counties or maybe parts of states that tried to secede from the Confederacy. Well, there was one county in Mississippi that never was included in the Confederacy from the very start.
Really?
And it's Jones County, and mm-hmm. it's known as the Free State of Jones.
That's
and
right.
It was very interesting. And there have been several books that came out of the era, and one principal figure, Newt Knight, was the principal standout leader of that movement. And it's a very interesting, you know, development that came through, and both before the Civil War and afterward, and descendants of Newt Knight are still there in Jones County, Mississippi.
Unfortunately.
So how is it that a county gets to make the decision not to secede? I mean, the state is, I guess, the sovereign body in that circumstance. And, you know, if I don't know how many counties there are in Mississippi, but let's say there's 50 of them and 49 of them want to secede, don't they just take the 50th one with them?
Well, that's an interesting thing, too. That was discussed back and forth, and there weren't any slaves in the Jones County. And
really?
It was
okay.
A very sparsely populated county to start with. And they just more or less framed the thing within the county government. And there were several attempts, I think, to enforce it, but it just didn't go anywhere because the effort was not, they just really had nothing to gain by forcing them to secede.
Unfortunately, gotcha. Jones County is no longer anything resembling a free state. That's where our friends Pete Adamo and Jason Talley were arrested while they were driving through Jones County. Pete was charged with possession of alcohol because apparently Jones County is a dry county, and they had a beer in the fridge
of the RV
that was sealed, and they was charged with that. They tore apart their RV, absolutely just just destroyed the inside of it as they were searching.
I can imagine. I mean, you really don't have to say too much more. And interestingly enough, back in the 50s and 60s, Jones County was a very notorious hotbed of Ku Klux Klan activity.
Oh, boy.
One of the Grand Dragons or whatever he was called that came from Jones County.
Interesting.
Bill, thanks for sharing that story tonight. It's definitely worth mentioning in the discussion about secession. I
love the local history stories like that. There's a piece of New Hampshire called the Republic of Indian Stream, I believe, that for some reason or another, due to some treaty, was left off, and for some period of time of a decade, more than a decade or so, out of the United States. So it was his own little republic.
Let's go to Troy. I listen in Saskatchewan, and I apparently do have control of my calls again, which is great. Troy, you're back, or you're on, rather. Free Talk Live with Ian J.J. Mark.
The Republic of Cascadia has something that the Free State Project in New Hampshire do not have. That is a much better mascot. When I tell you the mascot, Mark, you're going to want to move.
It can't be better than the porcupine. The porcupine, which is the Free State Project's mascot, is such an awesome little thing. It wanders around, it acts free, and then if you mess with it, you get a face full of quills. Go ahead.
That is it. The legendary beast you've been looking for.
Oh my goodness, it's the Sasquatch.
That's all I have to say. Just Google Sasquatch Militia, and it's right there.
Well, now hold on a second. I mean, you're
Cascadia, and that's all I have to say.
Looking right now at the Cascadian Independence Project website, CascadiaNow.org, rather, and I don't see a Sasquatch anywhere on this.
Okay, I can get you the site. I Googled it because I remembered something to do with it. It was a spoof page. It says Republic of Cascadia, and it's just Google Sasquatch and Cascadia, and you'll get it.
Very good. Thanks for the call, Troy. I appreciate hearing from you.
I do love me a Yeti. There's no doubt.
855-450-FREE. Yeah, so I guess there's a parody site or something like that, but the actual CascadiaNow.org, it appears their mascot is a pine tree. Or some sort of a tree.
Not as much fun. Why do people love conifers so much? I mean, God.
Right.
To me, that they're just the worst tree. You can't burn them. I guess they build out of them, but wouldn't you rather build out of a hardwood than a pine tree? Yeah, they grow fast. I'll give you that.
They actually put the tree on their flag. The Cascadian Independence Project has a flag, and it has this tree on the flag. I'm not certain what sort of tree it is. It looks like it could be a pine tree.
New Hampshire's covered in these white pines, which are, you'll remember them from the Charlie Brown Christmas special. It was that crappy little tree that was sitting off to the side that nobody wanted. It's a scraggly little pine tree. They're not attractive at all.
All right, so we go to your calls here. Andrew, listening in Pennsylvania to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I don't think succeeding is going to be the best thing. More or less than getting these lawyers and doctors and all that out of Congress.
Well, there probably aren't that many doctors, but there's certainly a great deal of lawyers. And I would agree with you that in this nation, sadly, we have the rule of lawyers. It's no longer the rule of people. It's by the lawyers for the lobbyists. And, everything's changed.
I mean, you're saying you want to get rid of lawyers from Congress? I mean, that may even be more pie in the sky than secession.
Well, yes, but no, but the way I see it is that with secession, it kind of makes everything look a little, it's stronger, but it's weaker at the same time,
I don't know. How is it weaker?
Well, to me, it just seems like for the nation as a whole, it's going to make everything weaker,
No, what do you mean? When you say everything will be weaker, what does that mean?
Well, people are going to start breaking up. Fighting is going to probably start ensuing. People are going to start getting angry.
Well, they don't fight in Europe. Let's be clear. I don't know how much what kind of fighting you're talking about, but somehow or another, the European Union, they managed to travel. But now you can move back and forth without immigration papers. You know, for whatever reason, Liechtenstein hasn't risen up against Andorra. But somehow or another, they're managing to do it.
But what I mean is, like, with the government that we have now, state starts seceding, they're going to start. Look at some of the stuff that they're doing now.
It's
going to
be ugly. Yep.
Oh, so it's what you're saying is if a state secedes, the problem will come from the folks calling themselves the federal government. That's a reasonable concern, I think.
I think it also depends on the culture, too, though. I think if it's a state with a culture of secession, the federal government isn't going to be able to point enough guns at them unless they kill them all. It's just going to be that's what their culture is. If the culture is we don't want to be a part of your federal government, then that's what's going to happen.
You know, for all the fear-mongering out there that the anti-secession people would put forward, and I'm not saying that's what you're doing, Andrew, but I think there's some legitimacy to the concern. But ultimately, I reject the concerns and embrace secession fully because I don't want to live afraid. I don't want to live under this tyranny that you're describing. And the only way to get out from under it is, in my opinion, not to beg for it, but to stand up for what you believe in. And that does mean that there's a chance that somebody's going to roll in a tank or that somebody's house is going to be destroyed by some kind of attack, or that people are going to be taken away and put bags put over their heads and then disappeared. I mean, these are all
let's sign up for that. Sign up for this?
Mark, they're possibilities, right? I mean, they're not how potential they are, how likely they are, I don't know. Anything we say is pure speculation. But they're all possible. They could all possibly happen. It's these fears that stop people from taking action.
That's why I say that the only path to whatever you're talking about, secession, I don't think that it's a possibility, it's a remote possibility, is nullification, where states say in certain areas they tell the federal government, take a long walk, a short pier, just like they did with Real ID. It never got implemented. It was passed as the law of the land.
That doesn't mean they won't target you.
So they can do whatever they want.
You can try as slow of a political climb as you want towards this, and as soon as the people in power feel the threat of, oh my God, we're going to lose control. As soon as they feel that, if they're going to lash out, that's when they're going to do it.
I think there's a certain point at which the people in power, the bureaucrats or whoever, are going to see so many people aligned against them that they're going to be like, well, I want to be on that side. And they're going to vacate their post, and a lot of them will just walk away. And then there will be those stalwarts who go down in a blaze of glory. But I think the mysticism behind secessionism is far too negative than it should be.
Andrew, thanks for the call and the thoughts. I appreciate it. And we are out of time for this evening's edition. You can also join us, of course, online. In the meantime, between now and tomorrow at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to find JJ's YouTube channel, Starfall Media. Just look for Starfall Media on YouTube. Use that search bar. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsidebend.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.